Okie dokie. Welcome in to another episode of the Other Football Podcast here on the LV Sports Network. Chris Chapman, TV at work himself, Mr. Thomas Viola, wearing the Syracuse orange sweatshirt, and of course, Carson Merkin. Boy, I think we got to tweet out a picture of Carson because he looks like...
This is something. Yeah. This is something.
So it was an interesting day. Well, it's been an interesting week. So last...
Before you get into that, let me just say... I have zero context for why he's dressed like this.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's pretty great. Honestly, it's pretty great.
Well, looks like Chief Wahoo threw up and that's what came out.
It really. I liked your description before. He looks straight out of Major League.
With best baseball movie.
That wasn't my description, but yeah. He looks like the Japanese guy.
Much like how Five Guys is not the best, is not a good burger place. Major League is not the best.
Wait, what's that a good burger place?
Five Guys.
Get the hell out of here.
We're going strong. We have been talking about this for a couple days. It is finally time to throw down on the show. But first, please explain the rest of this.
So I'll explain the last week. So last Friday, the Cavs make a trade and bring Matthew Dellavedova back to the Cavs.
Absolutely breaking the NBA. It's not fair to have him and J.R. Smith on the same team.
Dele's the man. Well, J.R. is technically not on the team anymore. So Dele's back. And so then today, fast forward, first off, Cleveland is awesome just because, like, Dele got, like, a standing
Things
ovation.
That have never been said before.
Slander. Yeah, that, Cleveland's good for the whole family.
Cleveland rocks. Drew
Cleveland
Carey.
Rocks, yeah. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But the so then today, the Indians make some moves and bring back Carlos Santana, former Indian, fan favorite. So now you have
Carlos Santana. Lead singer for the band Santana.
Yeah, Maria, good jam. Mm-hmm. So you bring back two Cleveland fan favorites in the same week. So I have my Carlos Santana jersey, which I got at a game. There's the Sugardale logo on my sleeve.
The headband is not explained here, though.
Oh, that I don't know.
It's one thing. It wouldn't be of note.
The headband's what made it different.
Yeah, if you're wearing an Indians jersey, you're wearing an Indians jersey.
Yeah.
But it was the headband.
Yeah, it's the headband.
Well, sometimes you just let your hair down. I feel like Brian Bosworth.
Oh boy!
Like, I feel like the Boz.
The Boz.
Like
geez.
I got the headband
on. There we go. All right, I'll send that to you.
Yeah, and I'll be the one to tweet my own picture.
Yeah.
But I'm rocking the Indians today. Santana's back. But now let's go to the burger thing. First off, this is the Other Football Podcast. We'll talk about soccer eventually.
At some point,
we will get there.
This is like the anti-soccer podcast because we
are the Jose Mourinho.
Yes,
exactly. Nice.
Yes, I like that. I think 3 minutes in, we've already found our.
There we go.
We are the Jose Mourinho of soccer podcasts.
That's rough. I'm not sure I want to be associated with that.
We have great history of winning.
Yes, we
actually don't at all. We have no history at all except. We have managed to keep this show going for multiple weeks on end.
Yeah. We could say we're the Watford of... Oh, wait. Didn't they just draw with Everton?
They did.
Yeah. Everton needed a last gasp.
Everton is once again crap.
Yes. Well, we knew that was coming.
It's okay, though, because if there was ever a time for a slide, now is definitely that time because the schedule gets super easy these next 2 weeks.
Well, you got City coming up, right?
Yeah, we only play City and Spurs.
I can't believe it.
Not a bad time to be dipping in form at all.
I have to root for Everton this weekend.
Well, and you're also playing...
We did tie them last time.
You're playing those teams after the Champions League, but they don't have to play Champions League for a while, so they can go full squad. They don't have to save people for the weekend or midweek.
I couldn't believe
we're going from 8 straight wins to
a couple of draws and losses.
To loss that shouldn't have happened, draw.
Another draw.
2 losses.
Well, the crazy thing is, and most people probably don't know this, but when Chelsea beat City this weekend, the last team to beat City was actually Everton. I did not know. No, it couldn't have been. No, it couldn't have been.
Yeah, no.
I think there was a statistic about Everton. Maybe they were the last team to beat City.
It was sometime last
2017,
they,
I thought.
Yeah, no, last season when they had that big run, we drew them 3-3.
Okay. No, there was something with Everton.
They rattled off like 10 straight wins or something crazy.
Maybe it was the last. Maybe it was the last loss for City, because I know they lost to Man United last year. At the end of the season.
Epic.
Yeah, because I think didn't City take like a
2-0
lead?
2-0, and then Pogba scored twice in like 90 seconds.
And then all of a sudden,
Maybe Ashley Young scored the winner.
Oh, jeez.
But
I can't remember that. But anyway. So,
let's go to this burgers.
Yeah, this burger debate.
Five Guys is tasty.
First of all, you go to Five Guys.
I've never left Five Guys and been like, I'm glad that I just did this. Instead, I left $20 poorer than when I walked in.
Yeah, it is a little pricey for a burger place.
I absolutely agree. It is pricey.
It's pricey, but it's not worth it.
My thing is, though, it's a matter of...
Look, the fries?
I think it's a customization thing.
That's what it is.
Here's the thing. I tried to customize my burger, and it was crap.
You don't know what you want.
I wanted a bacon cheeseburger.
Okay.
But that's it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, you don't know what you want.
That's the thing. You go in there,
you should not be able to mess that up.
They don't mess it up, but the thing is, you can add grilled onions if you want.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's great. You know, can add whatever you want. It doesn't make it less.
If you want mayo or mustard,
it's a greasy burger. I love that.
You have the fact that cheese is just like some Kraft mac and some Kraft cheese slice that's just thrown on at the very end. It's not melted on it.
The bun is
100% store bought. They buy those at Safeway.
You know what?
This is just making me even more hungry for.
No,
five
you
guys.
Know what? You know Bones. What? I'm actually.
And then the bacon is terrible. It is low quality bacon.
I'm not a huge bacon on burger guy. So that,
I'm a
that
huge bacon on anything guy.
Yeah, I will say this. I like the burgers, but Thomas is not wrong.
No, I'm not wrong.
But they're still tasty burgers.
It's not that good, especially for the price that you're paying.
I agree. Yeah.
I'm going.
And look, I will give them all the credit in the world. Their fries bomb.
Their fries are awesome.
And free peanuts.
That doesn't really do much for me.
Fair enough. Like, I don't like them either.
I can eat peanuts now, which is a nice thing. But
you know what they have that's good though. They have
the
soda machine.
Yeah, I had allergy shots. Like I never made a comeback. Yeah, I never had like deadly allergies to anything.
You're like Apollo Creed in Rocky IV.
I'm allergic to bees.
Yeah, see, that scares me. Bees, like, I can control whether or not I eat a peanut.
You can't control whether or not you get stung by a bee. Bees out here, I feel like, they don't roll as deep as, like, in the summers in Ohio.
Yeah,
they were.
I got bees in my front yard.
I mean, this is something we can all definitely relate to coming from places that aren't Las Vegas. Mosquitoes.
Yeah. Oh. Big time.
Are there cicadas in New Jersey?
Yeah.
Cicadas were awesome, too. They shed the shell.
Yeah. Oh, you see that ghost looking giant grasshopper looking thing?
And I feel
thing?
Like they know it creeps humans out. And they're look at my shell.
Well, let me tell you, the mosquito thing. Mm-hmm. I lived in Taiwan for 2 years. Mm-hmm. Taiwan is a subtropical place. I lived in the north, mm-hmm. where the temps in the winter, it's cold and rainy, and it's probably pretty similar to, like, I'd say, like, Jacksonville.
All right.
Where it's humid.
I have no frame of reference, but all right. All right.
Nor do I, but I respect it.
Maybe not being poor
football team.
Yeah. I think Jacksonville, you know, because it doesn't ever get cold enough to snow in Jacksonville, but it's not like the prototypical Florida city where it's sunny and 80 all the time either. Maybe like Atlanta.
I was about to say maybe Atlanta. Yeah,
because new MLS Cup champion.
Yeah, because they believe it or not, the city I lived in was the Peach City, so it's actually pretty probably along the same lines as.
We should put a pin in that. By the way, that can't be the only mention of that this week.
No, MLS Cup. Oh, no, we'll get back to it. There's two championships.
But going back.
So wait. So the thing is, in northern Taiwan, it doesn't get cold enough for the mosquitoes to die. So in the wintertime,
they stay strong.
They come into your house. They come into your apartment.
Jeez. No, yeah. I could never live
that's
there.
A nightmare.
So like you'd wake up in the middle of the night and it's January and you hear. Psss.
Oh my God!
That's how they should torture people.
But yeah. Like I went to their version of the dollar store. Mm-hmm. It's called Shelby by Guo. I don't know what the hell that means.
Rolls
but that's
off the tongue.
Yeah,
probably a dollar store.
Yeah, basically Shelby by Guo.
Little wordy, but
so. I bought this and it looks like a tennis racket, but instead it's electric.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
And you push the button and you just wait for them and you wake up zap them. Sometimes they'd explode because you just hit them with the right.
That's pretty cool.
But anyway.
You were just Sergio Ramos in mosquitoes.
Yeah. Oh, and I had that smile as I was doing it too.
Chris was out there just pulling the arms off the mosquitoes.
All that back.
Hey, we bring it back. Man.
Everything comes to Sergio Ramos at some point.
Except
for fair punishments.
I will give Five Guys all the credit in the world for having very great fries that they are very liberal with the distribution of.
Yeah.
You order a medium,
you get a whole bag.
You get the bag of fries.
Yeah, true.
That is quality. Milkshakes, also very good.
True. What I like about the fries,
place,
though.
And true. The fact is, at the end of the day, you have to judge that based on a burger. And their burgers do not.
The fries remind me a lot of Boardwalk fries.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
agreed.
They have that skin on them still.
I'm more of a Park Place fries guy myself. But
you know, I think if we're doing this, though, the overall quality of the meal, I think the fries really help Five Guys elevate their meal.
It does, but the fact is, at the end of the day, that I'm eating a burger I could have made at home.
That's
for
a fair
$20.
Point. So we know you don't like Five Guys. What do you like? What's your burger of choice?
Burger of choice is In-N-Out.
Okay. I like In-N-Out as well.
Because In-N-Out's got the quality.
It's a good burger.
It's a good burger.
It's a tasty burger.
Dirt cheap price.
And it's cheap, yeah.
I think I don't like In-N-Out because of the lack of greasiness that Five Guys brings to the table. I'm a fan of...
I think that's a fair
point.
My
burger choice is Swenson's, as I said, back home in Ohio. But I like the greasy...
I
want
to go try Portillo's.
Oh, they have one of those. Listen, I had Portillo's over the summer. Went to Anaheim Angels game. Mm-hmm. And after the game, my son, we were trying to figure out what to eat. And I said, oh, there's a... We stayed in Buena Park, which is not far from Anaheim. And right by Knott's Berry Farm, there is a Portillo's. And I'd had it in Chicago, and I was like, you know what? I haven't had this in years. I go and I got an Italian beef and sausage sandwich, and they make it sloppy, mm-hmm. so it spills everywhere. But they take a sausage... And they pull it and put it in roast beef. They wrap it in roast beef that's been marinating in like these Italian juices. And they put it on a hoagie roll. And it's soaking wet when you're eating it. And it's so delicious. Yeah.
That sounds tasty.
But that's not a burger, though.
No.
But big shout out to Portillo's.
Still sounds tasty.
Oh, it's
in
awesome.
In terms of burger places, my roommate in college from Galveston, Texas, he came out, visited me in California, tried In-N-Out, stands by... Whataburger.
I've never had Whataburger.
I've had Whataburger. It's pretty strong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's not like I wasn't blown away by it. Like, wow, this is now my new favorite. But it is a pretty dang good burger.
See,
I will say, in Houston, go back to Texas, there's a place called Hop Dotty, and it's famous for having like, it has a ton, like 100 some tap beers.
Ooh.
And then it also has really good burgers, and they're like, really quality product for like a really reasonable price for some reason. Like, it was like for $11, I got a maybe like mushroom truffle burger.
Oh, wow.
And it was like, yeah, it was like $11 with truffle fries. Like, it was slapping.
See, but now I'm gonna blow you guys both away here, because my go-to, and I don't eat it a lot, is Steak and Shake.
Yeah. Oh, I'm with you on Steak and Shake 100%.
As someone who has Steak and Shake maybe a little too much, because there's one in the
South Point.
Oh, yeah.
That's
the only one, right? Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's because I've had it too often now, but
no.
Like, it's not my favorite burger. I'm not down on it. It's just not my favorite.
They got rid of the garlic steak burger that I used to get all the time.
That does sound good.
Here's my thing with Steak and Shake, which is odd. So everything in Vegas is open later than Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Steak and Shake in Ohio is open 24 hours. Steak and Shake here is not open 24 hours.
And you would think it would be.
Yeah, and so I would, like, back in Akron, that was actually, like, when I would DD for my cousins or my friends, they'd be like, oh, how much you want me to kick you for gas? I was like, just buy me Steak and Shake at the end of the night. So, yeah, Steak and Shake in Ohio, open 24/7, not here.
Smash Burger, also not bad.
Freddy's frozen custard and steak burgers is really good, too. And their fries...
Hang on.
Do they have the chili on it?
The chili,
Before he gets into this, we have to have a disclosure thing here. I have heard you on air read an ad for Freddy's custard and steak burgers.
Oh.
So I'm curious as to how much...
Listen.
We need to be honest with our listeners, Chris.
I am honest.
I need to know if you're on the take.
No, absolutely not. I will say this. It is a very good burger. They have shakes. I always get the turtle concrete. They call it a concrete. Hmm. And their fries, you know, their fries aren't as good as like In-N-Out or Five Guys, I'll be honest. But I like them because they're the shoestring fries.
I don't like shoestring fries
but
that much.
I prefer like a more actual French fry that's got a little thickness to it. And
steak fries are the best.
Yeah.
I love steak fries.
But there was a place here in town, I think they closed. It was called Kilroy's.
Hmm.
And there actually used to be one up the street from us here at the plush Lotus Broadcasting Studios. But it's gone. It closed. It was a bar. And they had probably 15 different burgers on the menu. Every single one of them, I'm sure, was good. I would get like two or three. They were dynamite. Now, I've heard about a place called Culver's, which I guess is in the Midwest. I've never had
it's,
it.
Wisconsin, I think, is where it's.
I've never had it, but I've had a lot
cheese
of
cheese curds and stuff there.
Yeah, that's. I love cheese curds.
Oh, I'm down with cheese curds.
But I've heard people actually say this is a really, really good burger place. I've never. I guess there's one in St. George. I've never actually been though. So, but anyway.
So soccer,
right.
Huh?
Yeah. All right. So. I came across this today, and I wanted to talk about it a little bit because we the Champions League, we know who is through to the last 16, and we also know who's through to the last 32 in the Europa League.
Yeah,
Europa Cup. But I came across this today, and it's the odds. I guess it was put together by a Bayern Munich fan page, and they determine the probability of each team meeting in the second round or the knockout stages. So we'll start with Dortmund.
We can start with this right here, because listeners, take this to the bank. If you're in Las Vegas, go bet on this somewhere offshore if you can. Lock it in.
Liverpool's playing Porto.
Liverpool's playing Porto. This is the luckiest team in the history of sports. Of course they're going to draw the weakest team.
I'm not necessarily sold that Porto is the weakest team.
I don't know who would be weaker than
right
Porto.
Right now, Real Madrid is garbage.
Okay. That is almost as bad as your game of the week take.
Listen,
Real Madrid is worse than Porto.
They lost twice. They lost twice to CSKA Moscow.
You guys lost to Red Star Belgrade.
Yeah, but
once.
And we thrashed them in the other game.
You tried. Real was already through when they lost.
But not the first time.
That is a scorching hot take.
Yeah. I'm not saying that Porto's better than Real Madrid.
That is the delusion of Liverpool.
Yes,
that is maybe, exactly well, no, what
why
you
would you
said.
Not? My argument, my contention would be, why would you not say Schalke?
Because
they finished second
because,
in that group.
Yeah, because he knows that Schalke has
Weston McKennie.
Yeah, but the
Weston
problem McKennie. Is Liverpool can't play Schalke because Schalke and Liverpool both finished second.
Yeah, true.
But I don't know. I think
Real Madrid finished. Yeah,
Real Madrid won
first.
They won their group.
Them.
Yeah, because they had
this
Roma. If they had a quality team besides Roma, they probably would have lost that group.
Yeah.
So for Dortmund, who won their group, the most likely for them is I think it was actually Liverpool.
Ooh.
Liverpool and Dortmund have the highest odds.
A little Klopp.
I take that back.
Reunion.
Looks like.
The Klopp derby.
Liverpool and, for Dortmund, it looks like Spurs is actually the highest percentage team that they would end up playing.
That's a decent matchup.
Ajax is the lowest. So, it'd be an interesting game. I think Dortmund and Ajax, but that seems unlikely. Dortmund and Liverpool, I think, would be fantastic.
I just hate Napoli. You had one job. One job. That was score a goal and not like score.
Well,
and they don't lose by two.
Here's the thing: if Liverpool drew Dortmund, these two met in I think it was the semifinals of the Europa League or Europa Cup. Was it 3 years ago? The year Liverpool must 3 years ago. Liverpool lost to Sevilla in the final.
Sevilla making that final. What the heck?
It was an epic semifinals because I think the second game. Liverpool won on away goals, and they beat Dortmund 4-3 in Dortmund. And I think of all the people to score the winning goal, it was Mohamed Sakho. Mamadou Sakho? I can't remember.
Mamadou
Sakho. Of all the guys to score the winning goal for Liverpool, it was Sakho. Then he got suspended for the finals, never played another game for Liverpool. But that's how things go, right? Barcelona, who do you think is the most likely for them to get? You want to talk about lucky teams?
Liverpool.
No.
Start conversation starts and ends with Liverpool.
No. The most likely for them is actually Schalke.
Yeah. Least
likely, Ajax.
Ajax not mad about being the least likely in that equation. No.
PSG, most likely for them is actually Atletico.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's an intriguing one.
That would. You know what I'm finding, though? There's a lot of really intriguing, like, usually you get like a crap team that slides in that probably has
Liverpool.
Listen. Liverpool knew what they needed to do. They never stressed after they lost to Red Star.
I'm glad we haven't brought up Man United, or surprised we haven't brought up Man United as one of the poop teams that advanced.
Oh, they'll get there. We'll get there. Porto, most likely.
Uh-oh. Only that's going to go well for whoever they play.
Believe it or not, for them, also Atletico is the most likely. 16.35% chance that they draw Atletico. The lowest would actually be Ajax at 11.71%. So very unlikely Ajax and Porto play.
Dear God, that at least would be one where you're
eliminating
one of them.
Yeah, that's the thing. If the fix is in, you're eliminated. It's like the NCAA tournament where you eliminate one of the small schools because you make them play each other.
I hate when that
right,
happens.
Like Cleveland State ends up playing like George Washington in a 6-11 game. You're like, yeah, let's get rid of one of them.
Shout out to the Vikings.
Absolutely. Rolly Massimino, that's where he went after he was canned at UNLV.
That he did.
So Bayern Munich, most likely for them. Also, Atletico.
Everyone's playing Atletico.
It's probability. So there's an 18.4% that Bayern draws Atletico, 16.5 for Spurs, 16.62 for Liverpool. And the thing is, they also take into account that Bayern can't play Schalke or Ajax
because they're in their
because one's in the Bundesliga, the other was in their group. So like Liverpool cannot play PSG.
How about Thomas Müller's head kick?
Oh my gosh, got him sent off
the match yesterday. Ooh, they said in fairness he was trying to emulate the Bundesliga logo.
Oh my,
which is very similar to the kick to the head.
The guy doing like what was the video game where the guy did was it Raiden? Or no,
Raiden was lightning attack.
No, it wasn't Raiden. It was Liu Kang.
Liu Kang
used to do that flying kick through the air.
Yeah.
And he looked like he was on a flying carpet.
Yeah. Speaking of fighting games, Smash Brothers.
Strong.
Amazing.
That's fair.
Amazing.
And my kid doesn't listen to the podcast, so I can throw this out there. I just bought him Battlefield 5 for Christmas.
I'm telling him to listen to the podcast.
Yeah. Get in touch with him. Kingston, you got to listen to the podcast. Daddy's going to disclose one of your Christmas gifts.
Shout out to Kingston. I saw you kicked ass at the performance today.
Yeah. He had a speaking part in his, I will not give out the name of the school, but he had a speaking part in, I don't ever tag the school in anything I do either. I know people do that, and it kind of bothers me. It's like, look, my kid goes to school there. Don't be tagging.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, he had a speaking part in the choir.
All of our takes were... Our identities need to be kept private. Yeah.
So anyway, back to this. Man City, they're interesting because there's four teams that they cannot play. They can't play Spurs.
They're lucky one of them's Lyon.
They can't play Liverpool. They can't play Lyon, and they can't play Man United, at least until the next round. So they only have a few teams that they could end up drawing. Most likely,
Atletico.
There's a theme here. 28% chance that's who City ends up playing, Atletico Madrid.
That is interesting. I do not understand this. Math is weird.
This doesn't make sense.
Well, no, because...
I was not good at math, but I'm confused.
Well, because for each team, it has to add up to 100. So for Atletico, you add PSG, 18.5, Porto, 16.35, Bayern Munich, 18.41.
But why are they the highest for everyone?
I think... Just it's probability, so it's not
because there's not that many Spanish teams.
Yeah, because there's not a lot of because of the way everything works out with Liverpool, you know, not being able to play City or PSG or Man City not being able to play four teams.
It's gonna be a really weird draw. Atletico has to play three different teams.
Well, I think
all of them.
I think Atletico will avoid City. I think City's gonna end up getting Schalke.
It's possible.
Oh, wow, that's going to be a really amazing crash out of the Champions League.
RIP Schalke, if that happens.
Weston McKennie, 3 goals per game.
Real Madrid, most likely for them, is Schalke.
That's a battle of two horrible teams, according to Chris.
Least likely, believe it or not, is Man United.
For Real Madrid?
Yeah. And for Juventus, the most likely is also Atletico. And least likely would be Ajax. So, based on this, I think my predictions are Man City will end up playing Schalke, and I think everyone's favorite, Atletico, is going to end up playing PSG.
That is a match I am down to watch.
I think Real Madrid will end up getting Ajax just because they have to find a way to get Madrid through.
Mm-hmm. True.
And
unfortunately.
I think.
And then Liverpool will play Porto.
I think Liverpool's going to end up playing Dortmund.
Liverpool will play Porto.
I hope
this
that happens.
This draw is the 17th, so we'll...
Yeah, so next time we do a show,
we'll know.
So yeah,
I will not be here.
Yeah,
but I will.
I'll carry on the spirit.
I will be more than happy to call in and talk about how Liverpool drew Porto.
Oh, you know, if that happens, we will call you. We'll get you, and you can talk about how right you
are. We could actually do it over the phone.
Yeah, we could.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah. I do like that we don't even consider technology when we're texting about our schedules. Like being out of town, we're like, yep, not gonna be able to do it at all.
Yeah, forgot about that. I was like, wait.
I like it. We're old school guys.
Did you happen to see the comments that Cristiano Ronaldo made about playing young boys?
Oh, that's not what I was. That's not where I thought you were going.
I didn't either, but
Juventus lost to Young Boys. Good for Young Boys, right? They get a win. Good for
we joke about it, but that honestly is big for the supporters. That it's cool.
Yeah, it's like, you know. Their fans are able to say, hey, I was at the ground the night that Young Boys beat Juventus.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
Right? Because they probably got, I don't remember how bad it was when they played the first time, but I'm sure it wasn't.
I'm assuming it wasn't good.
Yeah, I'm sure it wasn't pleasant for Young Boys. But Cristiano Ronaldo spoke after the match.
Door open there, Chris.
And he made comments saying, I could have scored a couple of goals easily against Young Boys. What the hell, man?
Yeah.
Why would you say that? It's like two years ago when Iceland beat Portugal in the European Championships?
Yeah.
Or no, they drew.
No.
They drew.
Portugal won it, didn't they?
Yeah, but they were in the group stage.
Yeah.
And he had to go and crap all over Iceland's day. He's like, oh, well, for those guys, they've never really done anything. They're a small country. So it's like, what are you doing, man? Why do you have to be that guy to crap all over the parade of Iceland and then Young Boys? It's like, dude, you lost.
Yeah.
You couldn't have scored easy goals, because if you could have, you would have.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're not the kind of guy to go out there and not play hard.
So my thing is, and we mentioned it briefly and said we'd have to do a whole show on it, and we don't want to get into it either today, but does that not, when you look at the differentiating between Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo, that to me always goes to Messi. Messi seems less douchey to me.
Yeah, he's more of a class act.
He's a pretty humble guy.
They're both tax evading cheats, but
valid point. So is Wesley Snipes, but
shout out to
Major League Willie Mays.
Wesley Snipes is in jail for it, or he went to jail for it. All right, yeah.
But
Willie Mays Hayes, I mean, who didn't see that coming?
Yeah, to me, Messi is always, he doesn't seem to be this guy. Like Cristiano Ronaldo always seems to be like that guy that makes a stupid comment, does something stupid. It's always him.
Yeah, and
it almost reflects on the pitch too.
And there may be a day where we do a show about something supposedly stupid he really did. If it turns out that the supposed thing actually is true,
right?
But there will be some more douchey moments coming in this guy's life if that turns out to be the case. But I just don't get it. It's like, why do you have to be you are arguably the best player on the planet. If not the best, one of the two or three best.
Yeah.
Why do you have to be that guy?
Some people just have that wired in them. They just always got to be that guy.
Like the comments against Iceland, you know, I want to find and read what he said. Because it was the first game Iceland had ever played in the European Championships. And I can't remember if Iceland, I think it was a draw. And I think where were they playing? You know what I remember about that? I remember when Croatia was playing. And they had to stop the game because they were throwing all the flares on the pitch.
Mm.
And I think the guy ran out to go grab one of them, and it exploded. Eww. One of the ushers. What was that in France?
Oh, my God. Was that in a movie? Was that Thunderdome?
No, it was.
I do not remember that.
Yeah,
That's unfortunate for that gentleman.
I'm pretty sure it was Croatia playing. I can't remember who they played. And they had to stop the game because it was the kind of things...
Yeah, usually flares on the pitch is a no-no.
Yeah. So the game ended 1-1 against
Iceland.
Nani scored the goal for Portugal.
Nice.
Beaker Bjarnason scored the goal for Iceland.
Who probably is an insurance salesman.
Yes. So here's where in all those comments. Iceland didn't try anything, whined the Portuguese captain. They were just defend, and playing on the counterattack. It was a lucky night for them. We should have 3 points, but we are okay. I thought they'd won the Euros the way they celebrated at the end. It was unbelievable. When they don't try to play and just defend, this, in my opinion, shows a small mentality. They're not going to do anything in the competition. They have already accomplished more than expected. And we're at one of their fans after the final whistle while Ronaldo raged at the referee.
You know who that is. If you took the name off that quote, that was Hope Solo. Who was she talking about? Was it Sweden?
Yeah, that's right.
It was almost identical. She said they didn't try to do anything. And Hope Solo also very much me, everything's about me, and kind of annoying. But I
told you my Hope Solo story.
Right? It was a douchey comment. Yeah. It's like, why do you...
That's an off-air story.
Yeah.
Why are you ragging on those guys? Look, they have 300,000 people that live in that country.
Yeah.
Like,
he's not even the best Ronaldo. That's my favorite thing to say to people on Twitter because it triggers people.
Oh, my God, yeah.
But if
they're like, oh, Cristiano Ronaldo is the GOAT, I'm like, dude, he's not even the best guy with his rare name.
Yeah.
Like, he's not even the best Ronaldo.
And
shout out to Brazilian Ronaldo if you're listening.
And I'm going to go a step further. He's not the best guy with a variation of that name
Ronaldinho.
Either. Because Ronaldinho was certainly better than
Ronaldinho
him, too.
Ronaldinho was the man.
With his horrific overbite. But I digress. So I thought
he might have the best highlights of all time. By the way,
Ronaldinho.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's the valid question though. You have to sell one person on soccer with one highlight tape. Who are you showing them? I'm going Ronaldinho for sure. Neymar probably number two because they won't show his dives allegedly. Who are you going with? TV at work? Anyone at all?
I have to really think. It certainly wouldn't be anyone who plays for United.
No. Eric Bailly.
Although, to be fair, I'm gonna go with Tim Ream.
Nah, I'm not one player.
Oh, you going Belgium Howard? That'd be a good one.
Yeah.
That's what hooked you?
Yeah. That is what hooked me.
Yeah.
I mean, if I had to go like one just highlight reel that I know exists,
yeah.
I'm going with the 2010 World Cup reel.
That's a valid point.
That was, what, South Africa?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that was an amazing World Cup.
Had the best song, too, Waving Flag.
I still have that on CDs.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's so many different ways you could go because it really depends on how you want to sell it. But, like, you could go with Maradona back when, I mean, and I barely remember him.
You could go to Maradona now in the stands and people would be sold. They're like, yes.
But, like, you have Maradona from the 80s. I think you have Zidane.
I don't know if his highlight tape is like mind blowing.
Yeah, it's probably not.
Ronaldo
Ronaldinho was so like the way he
just took souls.
Like, how about Didier Drogba?
Drogba would be solid.
You know,
I'm trying to think of somebody like Henri's is pretty good. My favorite all time because it's
Ricardo Fariño.
Ricardo Fariño. So if you want to sell some light season tickets,
yeah, if you want to sell light season
Ricardo
tickets,
Fariño.
Yeah, so speaking of the lights.
Yeah, they got a couple of preseason friendlies.
Yeah, yeah, but I want to talk about the USL first.
Okay, USL.
Because there's a you brought this to our attention this morning about the USL.
Yeah.
So what's the story? And by the way, I cover the NHL. That's my primary job.
Yeah.
What the hell is going on in the city of Ottawa and their sports teams? Because the Senators are a disaster. But this is a soccer club that plays in Ottawa.
Yeah, this is a weird... It's a weird one, and usually when a governing body feels obligated to come out and address rumors, it's not good situation. So on, what's today, Thursday? So Wednesday night, it was reported, Paul Tenaforia, I think, for The Athletic, reports that CONCACAF is going to prevent Ottawa Fury from continuing to play in the USL, which they did last year and the year before. The reasoning was pretty much that there was a provision given to them because there was no first division in Canada, but now there's going to be, so they were going to revoke their provision, so Ottawa would have to play in the Canadian Premier League. The CONCACAF comes out today to address those rumors and pretty much says Ottawa never filed for this provision. I think it's Canada Soccer Association never filed for the provision, so it seems like Ottawa and the Canadian Soccer Association were just kind of like, we'll play it by ear and like, maybe if no one calls us on it, we'll just keep going. But
which, to be fair, perfectly acceptable way to handle business in the USL.
Yeah, true.
I mean, when the lights did the betcast for the final game, part of the plan was we're just gonna go with it and hope that nothing bad happens.
Yeah, so it's gonna be interesting because I don't know how deep they are into the season starts in the spring, but I don't know, like, roster building. I don't know, like, if you even look at it as salary structure wise, hypothetically, you sign player A for a USL contract. I don't know what the Canadian Premier League, the difference would be between pay. So I don't know if you have to go back and be like, hey, we're actually going to give you more, or if a player can void that contract since it would have been for USL. So kind of a rough situation, but with soccer governing bodies, no one is surprised at all, which is unfortunate.
It's a really interesting story, though, because...
Is there a bigger joke than you... U.S. soccer governing
body. Any governing body soccer is disaster.
You're right.
Because it seems like there may be a little bit of a conspiracy there. Because if the Canadian Premier League, who only has seven teams, Ottawa would become the eighth.
Yeah, which makes it a whole heck of a lot easier to schedule.
And they did not put in the paperwork for Ottawa to petition to be grandfathered in because the Canadian Premier League did not exist.
Yeah.
Something just seems odd there, and the USL comes out and says, oh, well, we didn't get the paperwork. They never filed for the provision, so...
Well, no, the USL is arguing Ottawa should be able to play in the USL.
Oh, but it's the Canadian Premier League.
It's CONCACAF that's saying they never got the... Because the ones that have to approve it since it's in a cross-border league or something like
that. Which makes zero sense.
So here's the weird thing, then. Why didn't the Canadian Premier League absorb Toronto... Montreal, Vancouver.
And the other logic
is... Can you imagine if, like, last year's Toronto
won the championship?
Yeah.
Well, it's one where people were... Another theory was Ottawa was somebody they could boss around. So they were like, hey, we're just going to kind of debo you into it.
They're Vladimir Putin-ing it.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of Toronto...
Yeah.
There's a Las Vegas angle with Toronto as well.
There is, yeah. Toronto will be here February 2nd, I think. And then I think Colorado might be the week after Colorado Rapids. Soccer spring training, I think they call it, for the Lights.
Yeah.
So it's not like the actual preseason games like last year.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
And they're going to be playing Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, instead of Saturday night.
As opposed to Saturday night.
Cold as bleep last year.
I mean, I told you guys that story. Yeah. My second night in Las Vegas, first day of work.
And you show up in shorts and a t-shirt, yeah.
I definitely had slacks on, but that's no different.
Yeah.
That's
not going to help you.
I didn't know what I was getting into.
Yeah, it was cold.
Yeah, that first game, I think, is the Saturday before the Super Bowl. And it's going to be out of...
Oh,
yeah.
This year.
Yeah.
Different story.
Yeah. So, and it's in the day, so it should be pretty nice.
Yeah, it's cool.
I just really hope that they bring Tim Howard because this is my best chance to meet him.
Now, they're only playing the two teams, right? Toronto and Colorado?
Yeah, and last year was Vancouver, Montreal, and D.C.
Yeah. But you know, if Toronto brings some of their players, you know, like
Altidore, who they misspelled in the initial press release.
The press release, they boasted that Toronto FC has Michael Bradley and Josie Altidore.
Sebastian Giovinco.
Yeah, so we'll see.
It's a cool opportunity, and even I was actually just talking to a couple Houston Dynamo players yesterday. They were in town. Last year, Alphonso Davies was here with Vancouver. And actually, one of his top 10 plays by the club, the video they put out when he signed for Bayern, was him going box to box against the Lights.
Yeah.
Took possession in his own box and just space ghost coast to coast.
Space ghost coast to coast.
I mean, and I was on the sideline that he tore up.
Yeah. Dude is legit. And another thing I was mentioning yesterday, I forget, and it's easy. It's one of those where it's an athlete, so age is just kind of a... you know, random number.
Mm-hmm.
He's still like a teenager. Like, I follow him on Instagram. He has like braces and does like stupid videos. And I'm like, dude, you play for Bayern. Like, you're on a team with like Thomas Muller and like all these guys. Like, it's just weird. It's odd. But that's a Fonzie.
He has the ability to be the first Canadian superstar, I think.
He already is. Have you seen how bad Canada's team is?
Well, but that's the thing. And somehow Canada will be in the World Cup, I think, for the first time. They've only made one.
I was going to say their only other player I can think of is Kyle Larin, who played for Orlando City, and now he plays for maybe Galatasaray or...
I didn't even know who he is.
Yeah, he's in the Turkish League. He's a striker, but I don't think he plays a lot in the Turkish League, which is interesting.
No, the Turkish League is crazy because you've got some insane fans in that league.
Yeah.
But I think it's cool for Las Vegas, though, to be able to bring in these two big clubs. I mean, look, they're not... huge clubs, but I mean, if you're a fan of the sport and you're a fan of MLS, certainly there's some players that you'll want to see.
Even assuming, if you're just a fan of, like, national team soccer, you're going to know Michael Bradley. You're going to know Josie Altidore.
Yeah. No, I got to ask you two guys, because you guys
By the way, when they come Toronto, I'll try and get Alex Bono on.
Oh, nice. I think we should try to get Tim Howard on.
Uh-huh. Are you kidding me? Of course we're going to try and do that. There's a better chance we could get Bono.
Listen, we have the ability to go on the field.
Yeah.
We can get him post-game stuff on the field.
That's true.
Which would be...
Get his favorite burger spot.
Yes. Tim?
Do we actually have the ability to go on the field?
Yeah, for sure. I do.
Yeah, we have press credentials, right?
Yeah.
You two do.
Oh.
Ironically, I'm the least connected at the moment.
Well, that's fine.
We'll see if it changes.
And you know what? He's a New Jersey guy. We could ask him if he's been to the White Manor.
We could, or more importantly, we could ask him if he's been to Star Tavern.
What about Taylor Ham?
Yes, we can ask him. Yes, we have to ask him.
Yes,
no question.
I will say this on the record. If we don't talk to him on the field, I'll go to the press conference afterwards or in the locker room afterwards and ask him that question.
That would be awesome.
We need to pray they bring him.
I don't see why they wouldn't. And I don't see why they would. I don't see why you wouldn't
come to Las Vegas. Yeah.
But, I mean, we had the same story with Didier Drogba.
Yeah, but that's a little bit different. And, yeah. He's not American, so it's not a big deal.
It's a preseason game.
Yeah, but it's still Las Vegas.
Look at last year, all the teams.
I highly doubt he would play. I'm just hoping that he comes.
I can't think of a player specifically last year, like, out of those three teams, like Nacho Piatti played for Montreal and Fonzie and Kai Kamara. So
now,
I would assume they would bring
him. The unfortunate thing is Tim Howard doesn't play it because in these types of games, there's unlimited subs.
Yeah.
But generally, you only sub the goalie at the half. You're not going to take him out in the 73rd minute and put someone else in. That generally doesn't happen unless the guy gets hurt. But if he played an on-the-field position, I would say 75% chance he's here.
Mm-hmm.
As a goalie, I put it more at 50-50.
Yeah, would exactly. you? I would actually consider it the opposite. I would say there's a more likely chance of him getting hurt as an outfield player, and they wouldn't bring him as a goalkeeper. Like, you're in goal. It's not like you're risking that big of an injury.
Yeah, I guess maybe you're right.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's interesting, though.
I'm excited to go to both matches, obviously. It's cool for if you're kind of a soccer fan, you're not sure about the lights, you at least get to see MLS players, then maybe you find somebody on the lights you like.
Those are some of
the
biggest turnout games.
Now, are those two games included in the season tickets?
I can't imagine
they're not.
Yeah, I would assume so.
That's
super cool. LightsFC.com/tickets to find out.
I was going to say, and the lights, you can question a lot of the things they do or be skeptical of a lot of things they do. They hook it up for the price of your season tickets. Last year you got a jersey.
I'm sure that deal comes back.
Yeah, there's the lights do it. They do it well with the fan engagement.
Yeah, so. they look. Except
for the whoop whoop, that's the sound of the police.
KRS-One, baby.
Yeah, shout out to BDP.
But like the thing is, like the quality of soccer. Look, it's lower level, but the way they do it, I was impressed. I had a good time going to the games. I'll be honest.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, and I go to a lot of events.
I was working the games and I had a good time.
I go to the Golden Knights games. I'm at 40 Golden Knights games a year. The USL, while not on level of the NHL, the level for what you get for what you pay for those tickets,
like $15.
Yeah, you could buy season tickets for $200, and to be honest with you,
not a bad seat.
I can't wait to see what they do now that the stadium is all theirs.
Because I don't think they have to worry about the field too much this year.
Maybe next year.
But maybe next year. But
they'll still be able to maybe move some things around. You know, the locker rooms are going to be what they are. But, you know, it's like I'm sure they'll be able to make it even better for the fan experience. Again, the other football podcast, Chris Chapman, Carson Merck, Thomas Viola, other. This is on the LB Sports Network, lbsportsnetwork.com, and where else?
Follow us at Other F-Ball Pod on Twitter, The Other Football on Facebook, and then Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, obviously LB Sports Network. But
working on Google. But that is actually no longer in my court. That is in his court now.
All right. Well, we'll talk after the show. All right. So,
like putting the heat on him.
So we talked about Champions League. There's some obviously the other is the Europa League.
We've got to talk about the true Champions League with the greatest play for the greatest prize in all of sports.
MLS Cup.
MLS Cup.
Well, we'll get to that.
I would say there was two champions actually announced their
The Copa
Libertadores.
Yes, which took place in Madrid.
Actually happened. That might be the biggest upset of
the fact that they actually played.
It was a heck of a match, too.
Could you ever take I wonder if it was ever possible to take bets on
if it happened.
Like if
I'm sure
if
some place event, you probably could.
If a sporting event that was actually scheduled, like not a hypothetical Super Bowl matchup,
yeah.
but an actual
that was
will
scheduled.
This game that
will
is
the Super
scheduled
Bowl be played between the Patriots and the Giants this week? Yeah, no. Yeah, that's bizarre because they kicked around a bunch of different places.
They kicked around a bunch of different dates. It was, that was a nightmare.
And then River Plate didn't want to play, right? They said, no, screw you. We don't
and
want
then they decided, might as well just win it.
Yeah, so they go to Madrid.
It would have been great to see
that guy arrested for tax evasion.
I mean,
yeah,
yes.
I don't know if he played or not.
He probably didn't.
Now that I think about it.
I wouldn't risk it.
Yeah, it was a good match. It went into extra time, and then a young kid, I think, was 18 or 19, I think, scored the winner. But and then River Plate's best player, or one of their best players, I think it's PT Martinez, he announced officially he's going to join Atlanta United in the winter transfer window, and Atlanta United wins the MLS Cup.
Atlanta United rumored to be losing Miguel Almiron.
To Newcastle, potentially.
And rumored to be losing Yosef Martinez
to Everton. Potentially, and Tata Martino to Eltree. Allegedly.
Nah, that's not going to happen. Eltree, they're not going to take him. They're going to take, I've been hearing they've been linked to Craig Berhalter.
Craig Berhalter?
Craig Berhalter. Craig or Jay. Right. Maybe they'll take Jay, Ernie Stewart, and Greg with them.
That'd be funny.
That'd be fantastic.
Now, MLS Cup was good, too.
It
was
Atlanta United?
73,000 were there?
So,
which is crazy.
Now, you guys will have to help me out here, but in theory, the CONCACAF... What do they call it? The Champions League that takes place between the teams from North America and South America? Do they have that?
Yeah, no, they have it for sure. I want to say is it CONCACAF Champions League? I want to say it's like a really bootleg
CONCACAF
name.
CONCACAF Champions League is between like the U.S. and Mexico. And
yeah, I think that's what it is then. Is that what you're talking
about?
That's
not North and South.
No, yeah, you're right. I'm thinking because...
Usually, North American teams play in the Copa America, but that's
it. So in theory, will Atlanta United play in the Copa America?
No, that's not physically possible because the Copa America is played between national teams.
No, well, what's the one where
it's the CONCACAF Champions League? I think
because that's just CONCACAF.
Yeah, I don't think Common Ball is associated.
No, they won't play. Atlanta United won't play any of them.
What was the tournament was it Camerunese? I think that's how you say it, right? Were they in the Copa Libertadores when their plane crashed?
No.
Chapecoense. That's who you're thinking of.
I thought it was Camerunese.
Chapecoense.
I'll trust either of you.
That was the Brazilian club where the plane crashed. It was like 3 years ago, 2 years ago maybe.
I don't know if they were in Copa. I don't know what tournament they were in. But Atlanta will play in the CONCACAF Champions.
So they'll play like Mexico and El Salvador.
And then Houston Dynamo make it because they won
the league.
Now,
how do the American teams usually do in that?
Not favorable.
Who do they usually lose to? Mexican teams?
Mexican teams.
All right.
Yeah. So that'll be interesting. But Atlanta was, honestly, you look at success stories of expansion teams.
Atlanta went and choked in the final last year.
So they lost in the final.
To Club America.
They didn't play in the final. It was Toronto.
Yeah, I thought it was Toronto.
My bad. I was thinking of Toronto.
I think.
Because I saw that
in Club America. It was Chivas.
I saw that in the press release that...
They don't use... Spoiler, they just don't do well.
Okay.
We'll sum it up as that. But
so no team from the United States has ever won it?
I don't think so.
Okay. They haven't.
Yeah.
But, and it's usually won by a Mexican team.
Yeah.
Okay.
But no, it should be good. I mean, honestly, it's... If you look at it from the side of an MLS team, you're kind of... not risking, but you're playing more matches than maybe you need to not win a championship. But that's interesting. Like I said, Atlanta was a huge success story as far as a second-year expansion side with their attendance numbers, obviously the talent they brought in. So it was cool. It was a fun match to watch. They were on, as Alexi Lal says, like Simpsons Fox.
It was the Copa Sudamerica. They were going to play in the final.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, they were on. It was on Fox, MLS Cup. 73,000 were there. It got crazy good TV ratings for MLS. So things trending up.
No, that's good. That's good for the league. You know, I mean, hopefully it just continues to grow the sport and we get more young people playing and it helps the national team because that's obviously for me. I care more about the national team than I do MLS. But as long as the sport grows, I'm cool. So before we get out of here, I just want to bring it up, mention it. The Europa League, they concluded their group stages today. Do you know how many teams? Because in the Champions League, 16 teams advanced to the knockout stages.
Europa League's a complete cluster, isn't it?
There's 32 clubs that advanced to the knockout stages, and they get, I think, 12. How many groups are eight of them from the Champions League?
You and I were looking through the groups on Europa League. We were like, when does it end?
Yeah, so eight teams that were in the Champions League, they go to the Europa League. They are Benfica, Inter, Napoli, Club Brugge, Galatasaray, Victoria Pleasant, Shakhtar. I think I missed one. Oh, Valencia, Napoli.
We should probably have kept track of our picks for the Champions League group stages so we could compare to what actually.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go back and listen.
Yeah,
to
well, I don't even know what.
That was deep. That was deep
like
in the other football
August,
podcast.
August, maybe. Yeah. So we won't be able to watch any of the games unless you have the special add-on from BR. But I'm just going to go out on a limb. My final, Napoli against Arsenal.
God, that's so dumb. Not your take that we can't watch the games.
I know. It drives me nuts. Like, I can remember
your
when it was on
not,
Fox.
Your take is not bad.
Because I think Arsenal's playing the best. By the way, Celtic got through, and they were minutes away. Like, I think they lost today.
I mean, they've got two really good strikers in Kyrie and Gordonier, so.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you got to watch that Gordon Hayward.
Yeah.
So.
Stupid Kyrie.
They were on the verge of being out. Then all of a sudden, somebody in their group drew with like an equalizer in like the 90th minute, and it ended up putting them in. So it's like it's crazy how that works. But Celtic survives; they get through. Brendan Rodgers, former Liverpool man, he is onto the knockout stages. But good for him.
Yeah, it like Tom said, it's so stupid. You can't just watch those matches.
Well, like you used to be able to watch almost all of them.
Well, and it's and as a
if now you're we're playing catch up to the rest of the world because now we have to experience the pain of soccer that the rest of the world experiences. Because in reality, watching soccer in America is very easy to do, a lot easier than other places.
Especially if you're a Premier League fan.
Yeah, we have more access to the Premier League, even with NBC Sports Gold, which is terrible.
Yeah, because, it is. Like, it's better than it was a couple years ago, right?
It's worse than a couple years ago. A couple years ago, you got every game.
Yeah.
Period. Like, if you wanted to watch a game,
I get it taken care of.
You could watch a game.
Newcastle, but
that's nice. I don't.
But no, and they don't. And
I
like
also
you said,
don't wake up early enough, but that's beside the point. That's my own problem. But, like, soccer in England, if you want to watch it, it's
illegal
like football
streaming.
It's like football here.
Yeah.
Where if you don't have NFL Sunday ticket, you're out of luck.
Yeah. It honestly sucks for a budding soccer fan that just wants to, because everyone goes through that phase of like when you got into football, like you're like, I just want to watch like as much football as possible, or baseball, like you're like, I want to watch every game. Mm-hmm. And it's like if soccer, you're like, you want to watch Champions League, Europa League, all of them, and then it's like, oh, sorry.
Yeah,
you have to have this random
you're stuck,
extension.
Man. Sorry, dude.
Yeah.
Which I don't like. All right, so we've got a couple minutes left here. Premier League. Big weekend last weekend, right? Liverpool, they take the lead in the league.
Yeah.
For now.
Mo Salah.
With a hat-trick.
Yeah.
Hat-trick hero, Mo Salah.
Refused to accept man of the match. Gave it to James Milner.
Yeah, which is cool.
500th appearance.
Milner played in his 500th match. And
I don't like
Salah.
I'm not a Milner fan. But
really?
I'm a fan of the Twitter account, Boring James Milner.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah, it's good.
I don't know.
I'll tell you why.
I like Milner.
I don't mind him.
I like Milner because he's the kind of guy who he can play anywhere the coach asks him to play. He played almost a whole season at left back a couple of years ago. And he's a midfielder. And he played, like, I'm convinced, because Liverpool, look, they lost Joe Gomez. And now they lost Joel Matip, who broke his collarbone.
I've done that.
So now they're throwing Lovren in there. If Lovren was to get hurt or Van Dijk was to get hurt,
they'd be effed.
You're going to have to put someone back there who's not a center back.
Let me ask this. Is Van Dijk arguably the most valuable player in the Premier League?
Yes. I don't think there's any doubt. Because since Liverpool brought him over last year in the January transfer window, they have conceded less goals than anyone in the Premier League.
Now, let me ask
you. We're almost a full. Now, if you remember how bad Liverpool's back four was before he got there.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing. He has made everybody that plays on that back line better. Joe Gomez has gotten so much better. TAA, gotten a lot better. Andy Robertson gotten a lot better. I can trust Dejan Lovren now. Whereas if I saw him out there, the only one who hasn't improved is Alberto Moreno, and he's just trash.
I was going to say, let me ask Thomas, who's maybe a smidge less biased on the subject. Do you think there's an argument for Van Dijk being the most valuable player in Premier League? Also, while Thomas thinks, Mo Salah was doing an interview and said he thought Van Dijk was like in his mid-30s.
I think he's
in
his early 20s.
Yeah, he's like mid-20s, I think. It was a conversation between Mo Salah and Lovren. I think it's a legit argument.
He looks like he's in his 30s.
I don't think it's without merit.
No, yeah. Who else would even be up there?
I mean, De Bruyne is not playing right now.
But they're doing
just fine.
Yeah, but how much better will they be when he comes back?
The only other one, speaking of goalkeepers, the only other one I don't want to say it would be De Gea, because I think prime De Gea, like when Man United,
yeah, but most valuable player this year,
yeah,
this
year, not based on career accomplishments, based on this year.
I think it's Van Dijk. I can't think of anyone else. Zaha's a good shot, but they've been losing with Zaha.
Yeah, well, that they just suck.
Yeah,
but they need to bring back Pardew.
Pardew linked to Atlanta United.
Oh, please let that happen.
It was so random. Soccer is so weird because there's so many. Like that would be like if the NFL, if there was like a ton of actual pro football, you'd hear like these random rumors of so and so coming here. And soccer, there's so many leagues.
Did play in the NFL, but.
Pogba, my God. Jose Mourinho would argue Pogba is the least valuable player in the Premier League.
They just don't match.
Yeah. But there's Aubameyang so many
maybe, for real.
Yeah.
Aubameyang's up there in my conversation.
I don't know.
Dude's scoring a lot for Arsenal.
But if you take out Aubameyang and put Lacazette there, I don't think it's a huge difference.
What about Hazard?
Hazard's a good one.
That's a good pick.
I think it's a healthy debate, though.
Richarlison. Yeah.
You know what?
Charleston's actually a decent one.
I would not argue against. I mean, because to me, MVP, I hate the argument that it's like the Heisman Trophy. I hate, you got to be the best player on one of the best teams. No, to me, MVP is if your team did not have you, like, that's why LeBron James should have been the MVP every year. We're seeing how awful Cleveland is without LeBron James.
Ooh. Cleveland is quite terrible, but is that really because LeBron James is... That's a low bar.
Shout out to Delhi.
But is it really because LeBron James isn't there or because J.R. Smith isn't there anymore?
Well, it's that too.
They didn't win a title without either of them.
All I know is they...
We can't know for sure which one was all the real catalyst.
All I know is they chanted MVP for Delhi yesterday.
Oh my gosh.
Shooting free throws, and I can't be mad. I was never been more proud of my city when that was happening, but no, I think... I completely agree with your most valuable argument. That's like people said it would have been an extreme to do that, but Peyton Manning, they were like the Colts when Peyton Manning was out. He should have got it that year because they were buns.
What are they, winning like four games?
No, they won one game.
That's right. They got Andrew Luck.
They won one game. Yeah, and then they got Luck. So everyone's like, yeah, Peyton Manning, you take him off that team. It's the same skill player.
Well, but then remember the year he did win it was also the year that Adrian Peterson was on fire.
Yeah.
Because they were both coming back from serious injuries.
Yeah.
So it was, who wins MVP? Who wins comeback player of the year? Like, what do you do?
Yeah, and I think, like, to me, you could see that with the Colts today because look at how bad they were without Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
You bring him back in there, and all of a sudden, well.
Yeah, but it's not all on him. I mean, that's getting into the other football.
Yeah,
that's the other football. This is the other football podcast here on the LV Sports Network.
We might have to tweet out a poll from the other football account and see. So who do we think? Let's do three.
Richarlison, Aubameyang, Van Dijk.
Van Dijk.
And Hazard.
I think we'd do we'll do four. Van Dijk, Richarlison, Aubameyang.
I'm just
Hazard.
Trying to think who else could be in there because
Harry Kane?
I was about to say the same thing.
No.
But he's not as good this year as he was last year.
I gotta hate Harry Kane.
And let's be honest, Christian Bale was getting it done at Spurs before Harry Kane. So maybe
Christian Bale.
Christian Bale.
Very good in Batman.
Are you a professional or not? No.
Gareth Bale.
Don't shut me up.
Jeez, Gareth Bale.
I think Christian Bale.
Where the goal's going. Wasn't he American Psycho, right?
Yeah,
wasn't
he
Christian Bale too? Yeah.
I think Christian Bale could play some soccer.
He probably could. Yeah. He might be as valuable as Gareth Bale.
Him cussing the guy out on the set of Terminator. My gosh.
My dad was on that set.
If you've never...
Not that day, but he was on that
if
set.
If you've never seen that video or heard that audio, Google it immediately. Mm-hmm. Just type in Christian Bale rant. It'll come up.
There's a lot of really good rants. That if you search, you can find them.
All right. So now, going back to the Premier League schedule here. Carson, we have a couple strong candidates for the Chris Magnum chat. Oh, you want
one of them's got to be Newcastle United and Huddersfield.
I was going to say that is one of them.
There is no debate about what the game of the week is this week.
Not a chance. There's plenty of debate because like you have to consider multiple factors, because the thing with Huddersfield Newcastle is that there is some interest there because it is a battle of two teams that are going to be in a relegation.
I think Newcastle's kind of made themselves a little bit of they've bought themselves some breathing room
until they pooped the bed last week.
Yeah. But there's a degree of importance to that game. I think something like Wolves Bournemouth is so perfectly irrelevant
Wolves beat Newcastle last week.
But Wolves Wolves Bournemouth is so irrelevant to absolutely anything that I think that one has to qualify. Of course, Watford Cardiff City also up there. Fulham West Ham.
Look,
another
that's a Vicarage
strong
Road.
Candidate.
So that's an important.
I really
Vicarage
like
Road.
This time of the slate in the Premier League because, like we said, with Newcastle creating breathing room, if they lose and Huddersfield win, I'm pretty sure they flip spots. And Newcastle's like close to the bottom of the table.
They go
again.
From like 13th to 16th.
Yeah, it's like this range where like a win it completely flips the table. So
watch Man United beat Liverpool this week. I'd have to fly back home.
That would be outstanding. What day is that?
Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh, that's outstanding. Thank you for speaking into the mic there, Chris Magnum Chapman.
Yeah. Well, Sunday. That would look. I'm not going to say it's impossible.
I'm sending you so many Jose Mourinho gifts if that happens. I'm actually going to your house and slamming the water bottles down like you did in the Champions
League. There would be more gifts sent than goals Man City's going to put up on Everton this week.
I can't wait to see this draw though.
So Newcastle is 15th. Newcastle is 15th. Huddersfield
they're only three
is
ahead of them though.
18th.
3 points.
So Huddersfield with a win would actually move out of the relegation zone. They would jump over. Well, they would be tied with Newcastle, depending on what happens with Crystal Palace and Burnley. I don't think Crystal Palace and Burnley are playing.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we've had volleyball. Shout out to, is that Nebraska and Illinois?
Mm-hmm.
Crystal Palace is playing Leicester at Selhurst Park in London. And then
that's
who is, and Burnley's playing Spurs at Wembley.
I still think Wolves Burnley wins.
I think Burnley will find their way into that relegation zone this weekend.
It is very possible. There's like five really bad teams this year. It's going to be interesting to see who decides, I'll go to the championship for a year.
Mm-hmm. By the way, just to put this out there, I'm extremely bummed because I was trying very hard. I'm taking a trip at the end of January, but I was trying very hard to make a trip to Anfield to watch Liverpool play.
Mm-hmm.
And the day that I was going to go was a Wednesday, and I'm so bummed because they were going to be playing Leicester. Mm-hmm. And I would have been able to watch in person James the Constitution Madison.
Oh, that would have been outstanding.
And had he scored, I may have run on the pitch.
Oh my God!
And
could you imagine
stolen the Constitution?
Yes, I would. I would have stopped at the National Archives.
Was
in
it National
Washington,
Treasure?
D.C.
Shout out to Nicolas Cage.
That's Declaration of Independence.
Was it? Nah,
shout out to the greatest movie of all time,
Bill Pullman.
Who was that?
Bill Pullman was in
Independence
in the
movie?
Day.
Was he also in Twister?
He was the president in Independence Day.
What
he was
else
also
was
a lone star in Spaceballs.
Oh yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
You'd have to wear an Other Football Podcast t-shirt. Oh, and on the back it has to say available now on iTunes.
Oh, you know what? I would have done it. I absolutely would have done it.
At God, least, can you imagine?
And you definitely would not have gone silently into the night.
No.
I would have run on the pitch and give it to him. I would have given it to
give me a shout. Follow us on Twitter at Other Football Pod.
We gave you the nickname Constitution. He probably wouldn't get it.
No.
I feel like he might be a little
daft when it came to that. Yeah.
Daft shout to Daft Punk. We might have been a little confrontational with, the U.S.
Yeah, running out on. Wait a minute. That was the American War of Aggression. Yeah. What are you talking about? Headbutt. So, anyway, the game of the week in the Premier League.
I believe it's called the War of Colonial Aggression over there.
Ah, yes. That's what they call it. The War of Colonial Aggression. I joke with my English friends on 4th of July.
Well, it's like how the Civil War is the War of Northern Aggression.
Yes.
Is it?
If you live in South Carolina,
if you live in some places, yes. No, if you
offense,
live in some place and have some
no offense to any of our listeners who are in South Carolina, right? I take that back. But so the game of the week, obviously, Liverpool, Man United.
Honestly, the crossover of people who refer to it as the War of Northern Aggression and also listen to any sort of soccer podcast, I feel like is very small.
So what you're saying is there's a better chance of Ajax and Porto playing in the next round of the Champions League than we have listeners who call it the War of Northern Aggression, live in South Carolina, and listen to the podcast.
I really hope that someone with a Confederate flag in their Twitter handle tweets at us after this.
I hope not.
It is the War of Northern Aggression.
They'll be blocked. I will say, if you have a Confederate flag in your Twitter, you will be blocked immediately by the other football podcast.
No, you will be retweeted. I will make sure of it.
No.
I want to know.
But, yeah, speaking of a war that no one wants to talk about, Liverpool and Manchester United.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's
at Anfield.
I pray Manchester United wins.
Oh, man.
Because that will never be classic.
Here's the thing.
It would be
from
horrible.
From a tactical standpoint, would it not be wise for Liverpool to lose this game to ensure Jose Mourinho keeps his job for at least another two seasons?
Yeah. No. Never.
It's the tactical loss.
You can't lose to those guys. Especially
like how the Eagles this year dove in the game so that Jason Garrett would keep his job. They knew they weren't making the postseason this year. So they would rather assure that Jason Garrett is around long term.
I like it.
Now, listen, for me as a Liverpool supporter, it would be devastating because A, we would relinquish the lead in the group or lead in the table. We'd fall.
You're going to do that anyway, just a spoiler alert. You're not finishing the season at first.
But the other thing is, Liverpool is unbeaten in the league. And to have that first loss
To United. It's going
to
be way sweeter when Everton deals a team towards the end of the year.
14 points behind Liverpool in the standings, by the way. I would rather lose to Everton than lose to Man United. I will be 100% honest about that.
Who's the Everton coach? Marco Silva?
Because at least it's
at
losing.
Least he's not a real SOB like Jose Mourinho.
Yeah, and at least it's losing to a Liverpool club, right? Like, if you're going to lose, you don't want to. Like, Manchester sucks. I've been there. I don't want to lose to those guys ever.
Apologies to any of our listeners in Manchester. I'm sure there's many of you.
Yes, but I'm as a Newcastle guy, if Sunderland and Newcastle were vying for. Not that that's ever happened or going to happen.
Nope.
Because I think
Sunderland's like in League 4 right now.
They're the first team in history to go from the Premier League to League 4 in two seasons.
Yeah.
Like
Sunderland is deep in the game right now.
They're even below like Exeter City right now.
Honestly,
right?
This is a perfect for
true
all
true story. I've been to an Exeter City match.
Nice.
Were they playing Lincoln City?
They were playing Blackpool.
Blackpool, huh?
They were another one that dropped hard.
Yeah, they were
English League 2 playoff final.
Because I was going to say Sunderland, for all the FIFA players that want to grab a team from a lower division and build them up, Sunderland might be a decent option for you.
Yeah, because they still
they're deep in a couple divisions, and they probably still got a decent cash flow.
That could be true.
The Black Cats.
Yeah, Stadium of Light. Isn't that where they play? Stadium of Light?
What a great name.
Not a lot of light there currently.
I have
a lot of
name,
a lot of doom and darkness. Oh,
that's like, I love King Power Stadium, too.
That's a good one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now, the Amex is the worst.
A little off topic, but...
I don't have an Amex.
I have been told that Newcastle is by far and away one of the most awful places weather-wise in all of England.
And that is saying something because it's England.
Yeah, yeah. But like nice apparently, because I believe Newcastle is what, on the North Sea?
Oh. Yeah.
And on the other side is Holland.
Oh.
So it's cold and it's rainy.
Yeah.
And it's like I never see a game there with sunlight. Like once a year maybe you watch a Newcastle match and
the
sun's out.
Less than Iceland does.
Yeah, that is a very valid point, which is funny though because Sunderland is their rival, and it's not that far away, and they play at the Stadium of Light.
More like the Stadium of Crap.
Very true. I do not disagree with that.
They had, you know what? What's funny, I guess about 20 years ago, they had a guy named Kevin Phillips who actually led the Premier League in goals one year.
Who, Sunderland?
Sunderland, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's funny with Newcastle being where they are now, like kind of a middling team, like middle to the bottom of the table. Like, Alan Shearer is the greatest Premier League scorer of all time.
Yeah, and he's a Newcastle guy.
And he
guy.
Was a Newcastle guy forever.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of funny.
Like, I know he played for another club, but...
Nottingham Forest has two Champions League titles, right?
Yeah, they
yeah,
do.
Yeah, that they
do. Think they went back to back.
I think his other. I think Shearer also played for Blackburn Rovers.
That sounds
was his
about
other
right.
team, and then
another
and then,
legendary club.
Was he yeah. on the a team that also they won the Premier League? Think about that. Blackburn won the Premier League, and yet my club hasn't.
That is yeah. interesting.
And Blackburn, another club that just nosedove.
That is them, funny when that happens. And, it's not funny for the supporters. I can't imagine how that would
go.
Well,
like Portsmouth went down maybe about 10 years ago, and they've never been able to find their way back. Derby, same thing. Derby went down. Who? Bradford City, another one. By the way,
Sam Bradford City.
I got loaned to Bradford City in
by the way,
Zero Mode 1 year.
If you, nice. If you ever like want to see something just horrific,
look at Sam Bradford's production anything? To contract ratio.
That, but
the heist they call them.
I was going to say there. I didn't know until a couple of years ago, and I saw a video of it on YouTube. Apparently, there was a. I think it was an FA Cup game between Bradford City and someone else, and the actual stadium caught on fire. And they had one of those old, like, wooden, like, seating sections.
Yeah.
And the whole thing just went up in a matter of seconds. And
that happened to the Mets last year.
That's right. Remember the Mets did have a fire,
season,
yeah.
Their season went up in flames but last like, year.
No, it didn't.
The Mets?
Yeah.
It was on fire to begin with?
No, like, the Mets never
just
really had.
It's a perpetual, like, dumpster garbage fire. So it's not. It doesn't go up in season. The Mets season doesn't go up in flames. It goes according to schedule.
That's yeah. Right. What was the – you mentioned in the fire in the stadium. Where was the stadium? I know it's on ESPN. It was a 30 for 30 on a stadium. There was like a collapse.
Oh, yeah.
The
that stands. Was Hillsborough. That was a big Liverpool thing.
That's
yeah.
what it is.
96 Liverpool supporters Jesus. Were killed. And then
yeah,
there was Haysel.
That was – I didn't – that's one where I started it, and I was like, why am I watching this? Like,
yeah, it's
terrific.
It's mm-hmm. really sad.
Yeah.
And Haysel was another one. Liverpool and I think Juventus.
Well, then whoever the guy at Croatia that got his hand blown off by a flare probably wasn't.
Oh, that, yeah.
You mentioned that earlier today. I haven't even heard of that one.
I can't yet. You know what? YouTube.
30 for 30
YouTube.
Coming soon. I'm not YouTubing it. There's no chance I'm YouTubing
no,
it.
No, his hand doesn't get blown off.
Is it JPP?
Yeah, I was about to
oh my
say.
Gosh.
Jason Beer Paul was
no,
the groundskeeper.
He leans over to go pick it up, and all of a sudden it explodes.
Oh, my God.
Now,
I mean, don't pick up live fireworks.
Well, but it wasn't. I don't think it was a firework. It was like a flare.
Don't pick up live fireworks. Yeah, it's the same thing.
But anyway, the guy I think was okay, but it was.
So is JPP. I think he's leading the Bucks in sacks right now.
Well, it's the Bucks. Let's that's not saying a whole lot.
Leading the NFL in offensive production, 30th in scoring.
Yikes.
Yeah. And the Jets are their season's over. And
Go Browns.
Their season's been over.
The Jets are. I didn't know this. I read today the Jets are on their longest playoff drought in team history.
No,
you lose Wayne Corbett. That's what happens. Shots Wayne Corbett.
Was it a 10-year one? When
yeah,
was that?
This is the second longest. It was 60. It was right after the
Jets.
Super Bowl. Was either right after or right before the Super Bowl?
I don't know. I got to look it up. But I know there was a long drought in the 80s.
Yeah.
In between Joe Walton. And,
long as the Browns win out and the Ravens and Steelers lose out, we win the division. So.
And you got rid of Hugh Jackson in the same
process.
It's going to be really great when you guys hire a terrible coach.
Hey.
Todd Bowles.
Yeah, you're going to hire Todd Bowles.
And you guys will hire Hugh Jackson.
No.
No, Hugh's gone.
He's going to the Bengals.
He's
going to
be the Bengals.
Yeah, oh, God. Yeah, he'll take over
for
Marvin Lewis.
He managed to take two teams to the bottom of the NFC. To the AFC
in the same season.
Yeah.
In the same season.
No.
Anyway, that's going to do it for us. This is the Other Football Podcast. Oh, that's not the right music. It's this one. There we go.
I can't hear it.
Guys, you guys don't wear headphones. I have the headphones on. Thank God. So I knew it was the wrong music. But we'll be back next week if Liverpool were to lose. I believe we'll have Tomas.
On by phone.
Young Forrest Gump on the phone.
You guys rip on me 13 or 14 more times, and I am out of here.
The young Forrest Gump makes me laugh every time.
Because he does.
I don't get it.
He looks like the Forrest Gump that played in Alabama.
I still think he looks like Bob's Big Boy more than anything.
Oh, God. Well,
follow us. A lot of stones are being hurled from some really, really glass houses.
Yes, well, I got a big nose. I got a beer gut, and I'm hairy, and I'm bald. I got hair in the right in the wrong places and not in the right places.
Ladies,
I am old,
at Magnum 702 on Twitter.
I'm old, yeah. I am on Tinder. I am on the other
one. Oh, my God. What?
Yeah.
What? I did not know.
All right. We'll talk about that next week because yes. we got to get out of here. We will talk to you then. It'll just be me and Carson in studio, Thomas maybe by phone from wherever the hell he is. But we'll talk to you then. Have a good week, everybody.